I'd like for you to open your Bible. I'm going to share with you three texts this morning. I'd like for you to open your Bibles, first of all, to 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to cover verses 15 to 26, and then we'll take in our next two texts. But it's important for us to realize that there's a great battle within our nation. The demonic forces of evil are trying to come against Jesus Christ. And when they come against Jesus Christ, they come against the laws of God. We have to understand that when Satan is operating within a nation, when Satan is operating within people's lives, they will either be non-responsive whatsoever. The Bible says that their hearts and their minds are blinded for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Or they become vehemently against Jesus Christ. And they will parade in the streets and they will protest in the streets when it comes to godly things. Such as, we stand for marriage between one man and one woman. But today we have the parades of homosexual communities all throughout our nation. Yes, even in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, across the world. Jesus said it'll be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Noah, where there is great immorality and violence across the world. I was just with my niece's husband yesterday, and he was telling me how vicious the crime is. He's a police officer in Los Angeles, and he says the crime is just exponentially off the charts. He says every day there's shootings, there's killings in the area that we have to deal with. And he says, I've got two more years as a police officer, and I hope I make it. He lost one of his fellow police officers about a year ago, one of his team members. These are violent times, and what's being promoted across our nation is really violence against our police officers. And anybody that's in the EMT position that they fulfill. You see, this is great violence against authority that we have within our country. There's great violence against our president. There's great violence against any Supreme Court justice that would be a conservative, a constitutionalist. Why is this happening within our nation? Why is there so much disdain? Why is there so much violence when it comes to the conversations on television shows and comedians and so forth as they try to disparage people that should be respected? Because there are absolutely no morals left in America. There's no restraint left in America. America is filled with the spirit of Antichrist. Why do we have to go to the Supreme Court to fight against the Democratic Party of this state of Hawaii as they want to infringe upon our rights, our First Amendment rights, and cause us to put an abortion referral sign in the lobby of our pro-life center, whereas all we're doing is helping ladies and saving babies. But instead, they'd rather butcher babies and hurt ladies. God forbid, we will not let this happen. This is the spirit of Antichrist. These are deceiving spirits. This is demonic work. And we must, as Christians, realize the war that we're in. As Warren Wiersbe said, the church is not a playground. The church is a battleground. This is who we are as Christians. Too many Christians want to just go to church, sit, warm a pew, and walk out and do nothing. Every single one of us must take on the responsibility of Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our salvation. And the apostles were killed for our salvation. This is Christianity. Enough of this Disneyland Christianity. Enough of this money-grabbing Christianity. It's time for real Christians to stand up for righteousness and do what is right and to share their faith across the whole world. And all God's people said, you see, my friends, we need a fire within our bellies. We need a backbone. Tired of us being gutless. I'm tired of the Democrats running the show. The Antichrist spirit having victory time and time again. You and I must be strong. We must be battle-hardened. We must never give up. John the Beloved, he writes to us and he says this. He says, do not love the world in verse 15. Do you love the world, my friend? I hope not. He says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. We must not love this world. The church in these last days loves the world. We've invited the culture into the church. And the church is acting more like the world than bringing Christ into the culture. What do I mean by that? Today there are pastors and teachers. They won't speak out against abortion. They won't speak out in regards to politics. They won't speak out in regards to homosexuality. My dear friends, do we not care? Do we not stand for righteousness? Are we not to be the salt of the earth? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? When we got reports about what do I want to get involved with Calvary Chapel, Pearl Harbor, regarding that the thing with the abortion sign in their lobby? Why do we want to go down to the state senate? That's their thing. It's our thing. Every pastor needs to be standing up for the innocent, pure life of the unborn. They are God's creation. And we must win homosexuals to Jesus Christ. And we cannot compromise our faith and say, it's okay, you can be a homosexual and go to heaven. It's not okay. You can't be a practicing heterosexual, living in sin, having sex before marriage, committing adultery, and being a homosexual and living a homosexual lifestyle and think you're going to heaven. My dear friends, you are deceived. See, I shouldn't have 2 weeks off. I think too much. Love not the world, he says. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And then he says to us in verse 18, little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. These are the last days. We've been in existence for 6,000 years. God created us 6,000 years ago. And we're coming to the end. These are days of darkness. These are days of evil. These are days of deception. These are days of drug addiction. And these are days of which the enemy is deceiving so many throughout our world. Right now, we have a Supreme Court justice who's going to be elected, and it's going to be war. And we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for that, hopefully, very conservative, constitutional. I'd love to see a Christian Supreme Court justice. But I know that we cannot put our faith in the Supreme Court. Our faith is in our Lord Jesus Christ. I read an article, and the gentleman was so astute. He says, the problem with our country, the Supreme Court cannot fix. We must get rid of the corruption within our culture. We must bring moral values back to our American way of life. Everyone that goes off to the university system, and even some Christian universities, which I hate to say, they're being taught that anything goes. Any way of life is okay. In fact, you really need to be anti-American, anti-USA, anti-Constitution. Because it was a bunch of rich white guys that gave us the Constitution. So we can't trust in that. It is the Constitution that has given us the freedom and the liberties and the pursuit of happiness of which we have today. It is the Constitution that has given us great prosperity. has protected us, which 52 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were Christians. So they tried to provide for us a constitution that would protect us and provide for us to the best of their abilities as they studied all types of world governments. And they designed a government that was based upon the principles of the Word of God. But the spirit of Antichrist wants to destroy our constitution, of which the founding fathers gave us. This is why every single one of us must be vigilant in voting. You need to grab 10 to 20 people with you, explain to them how they need to vote, why they need to vote that way, encourage them to vote that way, so that we can get conservatives, constitutionalists, that will stand up and be elected and stand up for what this nation is all about. Otherwise, we're going to lose the nation, and we're going to become a socialist country. Right now, the Democratic Party is absolutely and completely destroying California, trying to make it a socialist state, and it's happening here in Hawaii. And we can let it happen, or we can do something about it. Well, that's politics. That's government. What are we talking about that? The Bible covers every area of our life. If we don't stand up in every area of our life in righteousness, you're going to be, and I'm going to be, consumed. We're very fortunate that we had a 5-4 decision in that Supreme Court decision in California, which we hopefully, our case will be dismissed here in Hawaii because of that decision. And thank goodness it was a decision for the First Amendment, maintaining it, so we have the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. Otherwise, if we did not win that victory, the government would come in here and say, Pastor Darrell, I want you to rip out Romans chapter 1. I want you to rip out Genesis and Sodom and Gomorrah. I want you to rip out 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You can't speak on those things because it deals with homosexuality. They will tell me what I can and cannot say, like they do in the state-run church in China. This is what's at stake. In Greece, a missionary years ago, one of a friend of ours, his father was preaching the gospel in Greece, and they threw him in jail for quite some time because they considered him to be proselytizing. What nation do we want to live in? What kind of country do we want to have? What kind of freedoms do we want? If you and I are not engaged and involved, we're going to die. We're going to be imprisoned. That could never happen. No, I'm telling you, look at Venezuela right now. Catholic nation at one time, now completely destroyed. People are starving to death because of a socialist controlling government. And yet they have rich oil fields. It happens overnight. How long did it take Adolf Hitler to take over Germany? 10 years, boom. How about Mao with China? How about Lenin and Stalin and others in the Soviet Union? You see, my friends, if we are not vigilant all the time, we will be overrun by the spirit of Antichrist, against Christ, against the liberties that God, our God-given liberties, that have blessed us. Man wants to be your God. Man wants to control your life. Man wants to tell you what you can say, what you can do, what you can learn, what you cannot learn. There's been battles, my friends, over the years from the 80s forward, as I've been a Christian, over the FCC, wanting to control the airways to get Christians and conservative talk shows off the air. And it's important for us to realize if they get the Supreme Court and they get other political powers, they'll be able to do that. And there won't be any more Christian radio. There won't be any more Christian television. There won't be any more conservative talk shows. You'll be given exactly what the government wants to feed you. And that's how it is in China, North Korea. This is what's at stake. I want you to understand the importance of this. Now, let me challenge you with this. Are you all registered to vote? If you're not, I want to exhort you. I was going to say encourage, but I'm going to exhort you. You register to vote, and you ask your family members and friends, are you registered to vote? Because the voting in Hawaii is minimal. If we get all Christians to be registered and they all vote, we can see a change. What is the change for? It's not for the Republican Party. It's for Christian values. And whoever will stand up with Christian values, we will vote for them. Amen? Isn't it amazing, in the 8 years of Obama, the spirit of Antichrist, everybody was afraid to say Merry Christmas. Who would have thought that one day in America, that say Merry Christmas would be offensive? And that we'd all be forced to say Happy Holidays, to be politically correct. May I say, that's garbage. Nobody tells me what I can and cannot say, because we have the First Amendment right given to us by Christian founders of our nation. So when we see these political parties coming against our Constitution, they're coming against what the founding fathers, Christians, gave us to protect us. It is the spirit of Antichrist. Some people say, well, Pastor, it's the last days. I mean, let's just give up on America. Is that what God would want? For us to give up on this little city? To give up on this island? To give up on this state? To give up on our country that we love, that so many have fought and bled and died for? I will not yield to the spirit of Antichrist. And neither will you, amen? These are the last days. John says, little children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, but which you know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. We have a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing in politics. We have wolves in sheep's clothing in religion, in Christianity. How do I know a wolf? He will not preach the truth. He will not preach the entire Word of God as a pastor. He'll be in direct disobedience to what Christ has called him to do. Every pastor needs to be preaching the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation in sound doctrine. Not afraid of any book of the Bible, especially the book of Revelation. It's time for every Christian, every pastor, return to the Word of God. If we want revival, we need revival. Amen? That's when you have revival. Enough of the tickling of the ears. Enough of the fanciful comedian acts in the pulpit. Enough of the entertainment. It's time to educate God's people and empower them with the Word of God. God's Word will not come back void. My people perish for their lack of what? Knowledge. The Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the very soul and spirit of mankind, into the very marrow of his bone. We need the Word of God from the pulpits today. Enough of these things of trying to create little fanciful stories and telling people how they can get rich. It's not about money to be a Christian. It's not about getting your blessings as a Christian. It's about knowing Jesus Christ. It's about living for righteousness. That's what Christianity is all about. But it's been stolen by the false doctrine of covetousness. Saying you just become a Christian and you'll get rich. Liars. They're liars. I'll call them for what they are. They're deceivers. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. Get out of those health and wealth teachers. Get away from them. I'm telling you the truth. This is the spirit of Antichrist. Jesus didn't teach it. In the book of Acts, the apostles didn't teach it. In the epistles, that's not taught. It's time for the body of Christ to recognize the false teachers and run from those churches. These are the last days. It is the spirit of Antichrist. It's so vitally important we understand this. God wants you to know Him, and God wants you to live righteously, and God wants you to share the gospel message. It's not about us getting rich. That's why you're a Christian, my friend. You have false salvation. False salvation. You are a Christian because you're a sinner going to hell, and Jesus died for your sins, and now you've given your heart to Him, and He saved you, and now you're to live for righteousness. Amen. If that message isn't there, then I'm telling you straight up. I love you. I love you, and I'm telling you straight up. John then says to us, he says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to what?" Yeah. Isn't that powerful? John says, "I've written this for you guys because people will try to deceive you. They will deliberately try to deceive you. But you, my friends, will not be deceived because Jesus is your way, is your truth, and is your life. And Jesus, in the beginning, was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Jesus is the Word. The Spirit of God speaks to you. You have the Holy Spirit of truth. He is known as the Spirit of truth who will lead you into all truth. Because you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you will go to the Word of God. Father, sanctify them with your Word. Your Word is truth," John 17, 17. "And you're in the Word of God, and you recognize the deceiver, and you will not be deceived." Can I hear an amen? I need encouragement. Let me just go through my notes real quickly here as we finish up this text. Antichrists are with us. We establish Christian truth. We believe in the Bible to be the inspired, only infallible, authoritative, inerrant, and all-sufficient Word of God. We believe there is one God eternally existent in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You notice that he talked about you deny the Father, you deny the Son, you deny the Son, you deny the Father. He's talking about the Trinity. We believe in the deity of Christ, His virgin birth, His sinless life, His miracles, His vicarious and atoning death, His resurrection, His ascension to the right hand of the Father, His personal return to earth in power and glory. We believe in the absolute necessity of regeneration by the Holy Spirit for salvation because of the exceeding sinfulness of human nature, and that all are justified on the single ground of faith in the shed blood of Christ, and that only by God's grace, through faith alone, are we saved. People must not be religious. They must be born again of the Holy Spirit, where they are truly, truly saved. They have surrendered their heart to God, and their life will show the difference. As J. Vernon McGee says, there's believers and there's make-believers. So true. We are born again of the Spirit. We're turning from sin. We're living for Christ. We want to serve God. We want to share our faith. Our goal in life is to lead people to Jesus Christ. It's called spreading the gospel. to tell people about Jesus Christ. We have a whole wall over there with tracts. Grab tracts. Give them to people. They're all free. Just give them to people. You got family, you got friends. Give them a tract. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about how you got saved. Reach out to them. Minister to them. If they've blown you off, come blowing back again. Because you don't know what's going on in their life at this moment in time. John says we have an anointing. He says in verse 20, he says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Every born-again believer receives the anointing of the Holy Spirit at the moment of salvation. We need to beware of lessons from the past. Warren Wiersbe writes, he says, he's a Bible commentator, in case you don't know, he's a great teacher. He was president of Moody Bible College and so forth. False Christians in John's day used two special words to describe their experience, knowledge and unction. They claimed to have a special unction or anointing from God, which gave them a unique knowledge. They were, quote unquote, illuminated, and therefore living on a much higher level than anybody else. But John points out that all true Christians know God and have received the Spirit of God. And because they have believed the truth, they recognize a lie when they meet it. This is why I share with you in regards to Roman Catholicism and other religious systems, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, and any other Protestant faith that would be off the wall, the health and wealth teachers. You and I have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to tell us that what is being taught in many of these religious systems is in error and is wrong, and you need to run from them. Because they're not according to sound biblical doctrine. I'm not up here picking on them so that we get exalted. I have no need to be exalted. I'm sharing it with you because Jesus has commanded me to speak the truth and to warn people about the deceivers of the last days. Jesus said in the last days there will be false prophets, there will be false teachers. You read it in Matthew chapter 24. You read about it in the book of Acts. You read about it especially in 2 Peter. He has a whole chapter 2 and 3 about all the false teachers. Jude warns us. Galatians warns us. False teachers, false angels, false spirits, doctrines of demons, deceiving spirits. All this is there, and this is why I speak the way I do. It is for your protection, and it is for those who are in those systems that are not aware because they've never been taught the Word of God. If you teach there's a purgatory, like the Roman Catholics teach, you're telling people you can live any way you want on planet Earth, and you go to purgatory, and someday you're going to get out of that imprisonment and serving time, and you're going to go to heaven. The Bible says you must be born again of the Holy Spirit. Without being born again, coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ, you're going to be in hell forever. And the Roman Catholic Church must stop this doctrine. It's a false teaching, this purgatory. It gives people a false idea about salvation and eternity. I don't want that on my soul. And so we tell people about it. When the Roman Catholic Church tells people to pray to Mary, that's a false doctrine. There's only one name to be exalted amongst mankind, Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that people are to pray for. Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He never once said, if you ask anything in Mary's name. Roman Catholics, I love you. Please leave that church and doctrine and come to the Word of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. This is why we teach. This is the spirit of Antichrist. It's against the teachings of Christ. That's what he's talking about. I'm sorry, I'm real fired up this morning, you guys. Hang in there. Hang in there with me, man. In verse 22, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. This is why we believe in the Trinity. Go ye therefore and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you study the attributes of the Father, he is omniscient, all-knowing. He is omnipotent, all-powerful. He is omnipresent in all places at all times. He is immutable, never changing. These are his attributes, the Father's. When you study the attributes of the Son, it is exactly the same. When you study the attributes of the Holy Spirit, exactly the same. They are all holy and righteous in all their ways. They were all involved in creation, Elohim. El meaning singular, Elo meaning dual, Elohim meaning plural, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. If you talk about the God of Christianity, you're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We talk about the deity of Christ. Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe in the deity of Christ. They believe he's the Archangel Michael. Not one angel ever received worship. Not one angel. But Jesus received worship. Why? Because he is God incarnate, God in the flesh, and he is worthy of our worship. Amen. The Mormons believe Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer. It is the spirit of Antichrist provided by a man named Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and others. Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, come to the unadulterated Word of God and make it your authority and get rid of those magazines and get rid of the Book of Mormon because you're being led astray by the spirit of Antichrist. If Jesus was the spirit brother of Lucifer, he would be an angel once again. Lucifer is Satan. He is a fallen angel. He is God incarnate. What is his name? What was the title given to Jesus at his birth? Emmanuel. What does that mean? Angel with us? No. It literally says, it means God with us. God with us. He is the second person of the Trinity. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 4 and 5 and 24, he says, Jesus said, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Peter said about Jesus, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Very important for us to realize that he is the Son of the living God. I want to go to the next text, which is found in chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. Chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. I'll try not to break your ears with my preaching. He says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Test the spirits. He says, there are deceiving spirits. He says, but test the spirit. He says, do not believe every spirit. In other words, if I'm up here teaching you the Word of God, and I say to you, Jesus wasn't really God. He was just a man who was crucified. It's a great story. We like it. It makes us feel good at Christmas time. But he really can't save you. But we should follow his teachings because they're really good. What would you say? Wait a minute, man. If you're a born-again Christian, that man's off the wall. There really is no Trinity. If you want to get saved, you have to do these things, all these works, and then you'll finally, if you do enough, maybe you'll earn your way to godhood. We don't need to be atoned by the blood of Jesus. Ooh, that's gory. No, you got to do all your, you have your good deeds, outweigh your bad deeds, then you're ready to go. All that is false doctrine, but you'd say, there's something wrong with that preacher. Because you know the truth. You see, these spirits come into men and they twist the Word of God to deceive. And the man thinks, oh, I've discovered something new. I've got this new teaching, this new doctrine. You're a Christian and you're going to get the wealth of the Gentiles. I want you to know that right now. You're going to get the wealth of the Gentiles. Jesus probably isn't coming back. I don't believe in the rapture of the church. No, the tribulation, we don't want to read the book of Revelation. It's a bunch of allegories and spiritual things and weird stuff. It's too controversial. We don't want to read that. It is a demonic spirit within the preacher. He's not possessed, but he's influenced to lead you away from the word of truth. Or to take the word of truth and hunt and peck it where they eisegete a false doctrine. But they present it as a true doctrine. And the guy could be fun, he could be loving, he could be charismatic with a great personality. It means zero unless he preaches sound doctrine. Test the spirits. What spirit is influencing him? Is it the Holy Spirit that causes him to teach the fullness of the Word of God in context? Or is it a false spirit that is influencing him to teach the Word out of context, without sound doctrine? This is where you and I must test the Spirit. Is it the teaching of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and of truth, or is it false? This is what he's teaching us to do. So everybody that has a church or everybody that is a pastor, you don't just say, okay, I just believe everything they say. He says, I want you to test the Spirit. If a church is teaching that, well, homosexuality, it's okay, you know, and we can live however we want, you know. I mean, God understands. Hey, they love each other too. Is that the Spirit of God? Or the spirit of this world? We love the compromise because we like everybody to like us. No, we cannot compromise and everybody won't like us. Because we preach righteousness, we preach repentance, we preach the Word of God. In the beginning, God made them male and female. One man, one woman, Adam and Eve. Not polygamy, multiple wives. One man, one woman to be married for life. That's what the Bible teaches. Not man and man, not woman and woman. It is the spirit of Antichrist within our culture has infiltrated the churches and infiltrated the pulpit. Abortion is the sacrifice of babies to Molech, the demon. It's about sexuality. It's about prosperity. I can't have this baby right now. It's going to interfere with my career, my plans, my dreams. So I'll kill the baby, sacrificing it on the altar of Molech. That's what they would do in the Old Testament. It is the spirit of Antichrist. Now look, we're not here to condemn anybody. We're here to bring truth and salvation and healing and forgiveness into every woman and into every man for their hearts and for their lives. I've been deceived before I was a Christian. Now my eyes see clearly the truth. You guys were deceived. We were deceived in various ways of life. Now we've come to the knowledge of truth. So now we want to lead people to this truth that God loves the baby in the womb, the unborn. He says this, test the spirits, whether they're of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard and was coming and is already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of what? Error. There's a spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, and the spirit of error, the way of this world, the ways of the flesh, the way of sin, the way of Antichrist. I want you to turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We'll end here. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul writes, "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our gathering together to him, I ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things?" Let me pause for a moment here. The Bible speaks in verses 1 and 2 that we need to be rapture ready. "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him." It is speaking of the coming is parousia, para meaning alongside, and ousia meaning coming and remaining with. The word for gathering together is the Greek word episunagige, which means a complete collection, which we can turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and read about the snatching away or the harpazo, the rapture of the church, especially a Christian meeting for worship, which the Christians will be gathered there in Revelation 4 and 5 before the throne of God, worshiping God, and reveals that the church is worshiping in heaven. This is before the great tribulation period, which we begin to read about in Revelation 6 through 19. When it says the day of Christ, it refers to the day of Christ. That's found in verse 2. As if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. The day of Christ is a period at the end of time when Jesus will return to claim faithful believers and members of his church as his own. A related concept, the day of the Lord, focuses on God's judgment against unbelievers. So the day of the Lord will begin in the tribulation period. The day of Christ is when the rapture takes place and we're called to be with our Lord Jesus in heaven. The Church of Philadelphia is that church that will be raptured. It is known as a church that keeps the word of God and will not deny the name of Jesus Christ. It will be kept from the hour of trial that will come upon the whole world, according to Revelation chapter 3. But adjacent with that church in the last days is the church of Laodicea, which is a lukewarm church, which has compromised the gospel, which is just a religious church but not in relationship with Jesus Christ. They've created their own religious system. They've embraced the world. They've totally compromised the word of God. And the Bible says they will be the harlot church that goes into the great tribulation period, and they will end up worshiping the Antichrist because they're part of the Antichrist spirit. John has told us that you are of God, We're told here by Paul, he says, let no one deceive you. And then he says, there's going to be this man of sin that's going to be revealed. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. This falling away is known as the apostasia. It means that people will leave the faith. What does it mean to leave the faith? It means you leave the word of God and what it says. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. They will not listen to the unadulterated word of God. It is the spirit of Antichrist. This is why you and I in these last days, more than ever before, with all the world's deceptions, with all the satanic deceptions, with all the religious deceptions, need to be men and women of God who are in the word of God. a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, studying God's word. Amen? These are the last days. Christians are starting to take this like, oh, whatever, and they're getting sucked into the ways of this world. They're getting sucked into all the things that are ungodly and unrighteous and immoral. And they're embracing them, and they're living that way, and they're not following our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the way of the falling away, the apostasia. You don't want to be a part of the Church of Laodicea. Now remember, folks, this is a deception. It is a seducing of who you are as a Christian to draw you away from Jesus Christ. It goes over a period of time where you were started here and now you're way over here in your life with God. So today, return to Jesus Christ. Amen? Return. I come across Christians, oh, abortion's okay. Homosexuality's okay. I'm a homosexual Christian. This is the seducing doctrines of demons. These are deceiving spirits. You need to repent of this. You need to rebuke that deceiving spirit. And you need to get back to Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. You need to get back to the Holy Spirit of truth. This is spiritual warfare, my friend. We're fighting for your soul. Whether you be a fornicating heterosexual or homosexual, you're going to hell. Who are you to judge? The Word of God has judged you already. It says it. They that practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is why we need repentance. We need true faith in Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about perfection. But by golly, enough of this. Enough of the world deceiving you. Enough of your flesh deceiving you. Enough of Satan deceiving you. It's time to return to Jesus Christ. The Bible says here the Antichrist will come. The temple will be rebuilt in Jerusalem, which they have plans for it already. He's going to sit in the temple. He says, verse 5, do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Lawlessness against the laws of God, the way he created us. Now people believe in evolution. The way he formed marriage between one man, one woman, we don't believe in that any longer. The way that Jesus Christ is the one and only Lord and Savior, that there's sin, there's heaven, there's hell. See, lawlessness. And then it says this, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. It is the Holy Spirit within the church, the believers' lives. We are restraining the full force of the Antichrist and all the Antichrist's work taking place on planet Earth. Once we are removed, there's no more restraining. There's no more restraining. Is it not the Christian church in America restraining the full forces of evil within these United States right now? What if all the Christians didn't vote? What kind of a Supreme Court would we have? What kind of persecution would we be under? They would be telling me what to preach from this pulpit right now. See, we are restraining. We're holding back. And then he says, and now you know that he is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time, mystery of lawlessness, verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth. That'll be at the second coming of Christ after the 7 years of tribulation, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the what? Here's our key. We've been talking about the spirit of Antichrist, discerning spirit of Antichrist, which are lies, all things that are contrary to the word of God. They did not want to receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord. Put this to your hearts. beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and believe in the truth. The Word of God is the truth. Sanctify them with your Word. Your Word is truth, Jesus said, to which He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, let's all stand right now. Stand. He says, stand fast. Amen. And hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Dear friends, you are the salt and you are the light of the world. You carry with you the greatest love and gift of all, our Lord Jesus Christ. Shine brightly for Him today, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell people about Jesus Christ in these last days. Be a warrior for Christ, because there's many people deceived right now. They won't like you. I'm going to tell you straight up, but they will think about it when they go to bed at night, and they're going to be convicted by the Holy Spirit, for the words of truth have come from your heart. You see, we're at war against Satan, not against people, but against the spirit of Antichrist, that which is against Christ. Father, we love you and we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the dear warnings that you have given us in regards to these last days. Lord, sometimes it becomes so overwhelming to see so many things happening in our world and, yes, in our country. There's such adversity, so many attacks. Sometimes we just feel like we're in despair. Lord God, help us, encourage us, strengthen us. May we just band our arms together, Lord, and be strong with you to live for you, to serve you, to honor you, to be empowered by your Holy Spirit, to be preachers of righteousness like Noah was in his day, to reach out with the love and the grace and the mercy that you've given us. Jesus, may you guide our hearts in reaching family and friends in these last days. If you're not saved or you've been walking the wrong way, my friend, let's get right right now. Let's get right right now. If you don't know Christ or you need to return to Christ, then raise your hand. Anybody here? God bless you, my friend. Who else? Anybody else, has God spoken to you this morning? Anybody else you need to get right with God? You raise your hand right now. Anybody else? God bless you back there in the back. God bless you, my friend. God bless you both. Anybody else? For you that have raised your hands, just repeat with me right now this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess to you that I am a sinner, and I want your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into my heart and save my soul. Jesus, please wash away my sins with your holy and righteous blood. Please fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit so that I would hunger and thirst for you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me forever. And thank you, Father, for loving me forever. And thank you for heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. God bless those hands right back there, man. God bless you guys. Amen.